So now I kind of just want to finish up the Tzadik Ches. There's a few smaller in Yonim, but also important. So I just want to talk about, you know, as we did a, like kind of a bigger Inyan last time, Chanan by Kalim. But now there's a few inyanims, if Zayin, Ches, and Tes, just each of those simanim, just to talk, each of those sifim rather, to talk a little bit about it for a few minutes. So in Siv Zayin, he talks about the bitl of a beitza. So he says there that if you have a beitza, yesh be afroyach, v'tipas dam, so if that means if the egg is fertilized and it has blood, that blood spot's going to turn into... Develop into a chick and a freyach. So if you have a beis yesh be'afreyach, or even if it doesn't have an afreyach yet, it just has the tipas dam. So the shear to be mevatel, if you cook that beitza with other food, so the shear to be mevatel with kosher food, the shear to be mevatel, the plata, the tam coming out of that beitza is not regular b'shishin, but it's shishin v'acha, 61. Why do we have this extra? So first we're just going to explain the din of the... First we're just going to explain the din of the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll talk a little bit about how practically the din of a beitza, because practically, Allah HaLamaisa, the din of the beitza, she'esh b'tipas dam, which is a common shayla, it's not really discussed so much over here, it's discussed in the Hilchos Beitza, and that comes up a lot, so I want to talk a little bit about that. But first, just to explain the basic din, that if it has a tipas dam, so you need shishim v'achas to be mevatel, the plato. So the reason for this is a machloikas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban learns that the reason is, really, you just need shishim. It's not a special din. You just need shishim to be mevatel the beitza like any other iser. Then we're viewing the whole beitza as iser. And that's what I'm going to explain soon when we get to Allah HaMaisa. But basically, according to what we're saying here, beitza yesh be'afreyach, or even a tipas dam, the whole beitza is considered iser, and you need to be mevatel the whole beitza, and the shear is 61. Why do you need 61? Because really you only need 60, but we're afraid that you're going to make a mistake. That normally, you're going to be very careful. If a little piece of nevela fell into potato soup, you're going to be meshayer by volume, very carefully, to see if you have 60 against it. But when you have a pot of eggs, and one of the eggs is a yesh betipas dam, so we're just going to afraid you're going to just count up 60 kosher eggs. You say, oh, I have 60. But not all eggs are the same size. There's three sizes, different colors of eggs. So if the extra large egg is the treif, is the v'yetzah sheish b'tipas dam, and the rest of the eggs are the medium size eggs, so it comes out you don't really have shishin. So the chachamim were moisif that you have to have 61. This way, even if all the other ones are the medium size egg, and the v'yetzah sheish b'tipas dam is the jumbo egg, you'll still have 60 in the other 61. You'll have 60 against the extra large. That will compensate for the discrepancy in size. According to this, this is a chumrah which only applies when you're being mevatel a beitza on other beitzim, and it's not shayach when the beitza is being cooked with potatoes. It's only shayach. This whole problem is only shayach when the beitza is being cooked with other beitzim. On the other hand, that's a kula. On the other hand, there's a chumrah that this applies even, it's not lav dafka if you're cooking a hard-boiled egg, a whole egg. Even if it's a beitza trufa, you'll still, even if it's scrambled, if it's being scrambled with other eggs, so we're worried you're going to make this calculation. You know you had 60 other eggs in the pot, so therefore we require 61. The Rambam says a different word. The Rambam says that a beitza yesh be'afroyach is considered a beria. And there's a simon later on in Hilchos Aruvos, there's a din that a beria filo b'alaflei b'teili, you know, like a little fly, if it gets mixed up, so if it's a full beria, full creature, so then, oh, we're going to learn all the prate din and when something has the halacha of a beria. But he says a beitza yesh be'afroyach has a din of a beria. And even though the din of a beria loy bottle is only regarding, it's a din in taruvas agavish beyavish, meaning that little worm, that little ant is not bottle in the other pieces of heter that are in the tafshel. It's not the plate. There's no chumrah regarding the plate of a beria. The plate of a fly is bottle of shishim. Some shita says that it's pogum. You don't even need shishim against it. There's no chumrah regarding the plate of a beria. Beria is only a chumra in the guf ha-beria. So the chayra, that's not what we're discussing here. We're discussing you want to be mevatel the tam, the plate of the egg. The gufa egg, we'll talk soon what happens when the gufa egg is in the sarif. I mean, in the sarif and other eggs, you don't know which is the trefa. So therefore, it's fair to understand how this applies. So the fart is that not, and also shaila number two is that a filo be'elaflei bottle, if it's really a beria, it's a filo be'elaflei bottle, not 61. So anyway, he explains like this, that yes, that it's a beria, and therefore, regarding the gufa rabeitza, it wouldn't be bottled at all. So therefore, even the gabe pleitasa, you were machmir a little bit as a hacker, that you should know that the gufa beitza is a beria and it's loy bottle be'yavish. So therefore, we were machmir belach also to require a higher shear. That's the vart of the Rambam. According to this, you have a chumra on the one hand that it applies even if the beitz is nesarev in shar maicholim, lav dafke in other beitzim, but a kula on the other hand that it's only going to have the chumra of a beria when it's a shalim. One of the main conditions of a beria is that it has to be complete. If the ant is nisrasik, something breaks off from the ant, no longer has the chumra of a beria. It's able to be bottled like regular. So the same thing, if the beitza is going to be trufa, even if it's a pure afroyach in there, so it only has the din of an afroyach, it only has the din of a beria when it's bishlemus, but once it's nitrifa and it's all scrambled up, so then it no longer has this chumra. So therefore, the plate, there's no reason to be machmer l'gabe de plate either, and therefore it would be enough to have shishin. So how do we paskin? So the mechaber paskin is like the Ramban. But the Shach says, and this is Hilchus Beitzin, but the Shach says it should be machmer like both. So the Maisa, the only time by Beitzin, by the plate of a beitza, where you could be makel that it's enough shishin, is if it's trufa and it's mixed with shar maicholim, not beitzim, then you can be makel shishim. Otherwise, to be choishish for the both timing, you have to have 61. Now, lemaisa, a beitza sheish betipas dam, so you all were coming with the approach that the whole iser is the tipas dam, not the whole beitza. The iser is only the dam, that it's blood, so that drop is the iser. And therefore, whoever heard of 61, on the contrary, we know the minig is you cook, if anything, you cook three eggs together, and that takes care of everything. So the answer to that is, and I'll give you a little bit of background, let's explain the Simen Samachvav by Beitzim, so no halacha l'maiser. This din that we're saying, that a beitza shesh betipas dam, the whole beitza is aser. It's not just the tipas dam, but the whole beitza is aser, and therefore it has this chumra of 61. That's only if the tipas dam is in a certain part of the beitza, which represents the tchilas rikum ha'afrayach. In other words, if the tipas dam represents the beginning of the formation of the afrayach, that's when we say that shada tichla bakula, the whole egg, is considered an egg of iser. Just as if it would be, there'd be an afroyach developing in the egg. Otherwise, no. What's the iser of beis hashish be afroyach? I'm not sure. Otherwise, the iser, in other words, if the tipa's in a different part of the beitza, so then it's just the blood, that when the egg was developing, there was, we know that there was blood, and usually that blood disappears. But this was one drop of blood left over there, so the iser is just the tipa's dam. The rest of the egg is batz and mutter.
You don't see nas and vela.
But we don't know where, huh?
We don't see that tipa's dam being nas and vela of the egg, because it was isolated. We took the egg out of the chicken.
I'm not even sure. You might even have shishim in the egg itself against the tipa's dam. I'm not even sure. So anyway, so what's explained is that there's a machlokes apaskim where exactly the tipa's dam, where in the egg, does it represent the tchilas rikum afrayach? And where is it just a regular tipa's dam ba'alma? So therefore comes out, says the Ramon, in Simen Samachvav says that if you cook, so if it would be in, so what we're discussing over here, just to put it in the right perspective, what we're discussing over here is where the tipa's dam was the tchilas rikum afrayach. And therefore the whole beitza was aser. That's why we're saying 61. In a regular case, we're not sure where that is. And therefore, practically, if you cook three eggs, so even if one egg has a tipas dam, you're okay. Why? Because normally, so we have a suffix and that egg is considered the whole egg as us, or it's just the tipas dam. So if you have three eggs, it means you have two other kosher eggs, so then even if this is this egg is Isser, but it's Batu Baroi, Minat Torah, and the other eggs. This that you need to have 61 is the Rabbana, because the 60 is the Rabbana. Okay? It's Minamino. So therefore, you only have to have, so Minat Torah, it's Mutter. Minat Rabbana, it's Aser. So since we're Bechlal not sure if the whole egg is Aser, only the blood, so you can be Mekel, since the whole Isser, if you had Roiv, Keter, the whole Isser is Minat Rabbana, you could be Mekel and treat it as if it's only, at least Lagabi Asering the other eggs and Asering the pot, that you'll have to kasher the pot, you could treat it that the tipa was not in the place that makes the whole egg Aser, and it's just the tipa is dam, and therefore you had shishim against it, and therefore the other two eggs are kosher, and the pot is kosher, doesn't have to be kashered. And that's why the correct minig is to always cook eggs with two other, you know, to cook three eggs at a time. What's the din of that egg? Lefizeh, really, it's only the blood spot that's usher. You should be allowed to eat the rest of the egg. The minig is anyway to throw out the whole egg. If you can separate that egg from the other eggs, the minig is to throw out that whole egg, not just the blood spot.
Meaning what?
Even though you had two other eggs.
Three together, and then you found a blood spot. Now you can't take out that egg. It's not isolated. You're about to...
In a case that it's mixed together and you can't, so then, only have to take out the blood spot. You can't take out that hole. Sometimes when you first crack it, it's not necessarily mixed so much with everything else. But if it's taka mixed, so then you only have to take out the blood spot.
So when you crack it, you check
it,
you
didn't
have to cook with three.
If you checked it, well, no, that's if you're cooking. But let's say bechlal, let's say you just cooked three eggs.
Let's see, you hard boiled
eggs. Hard-boiled eggs. Or if you didn't check it. No, afterwards when you opened it and you found somehow tipa, apparently it looks a little differently after it's hard boiled, but let's say you did. So that's the din of, that's why there's the chumrah to cook three eggs at a time. And that's why the whole thing is different. The halacha regarding basic shibitiva zdam is different than what we're learning over here now. That you need, that the whole beitzah is aser and you need 61 against it. Now, just a little bit about checking the egg. So we check eggs usually before we cook them. But so over here already there's a chilek, and also there would be a chilek. What we're discussing up until now was eggs that are, I think what we called over here, organic eggs. Eggs that, fertilized eggs, means if that there's a male together with the female, that it could taka bishayich, that the tipas dam is tchilas rikim afreach. But the eggs that we have around here, so they're, the hens, who lays the chick?
The hen.
They're not, there's no scharim nearby. So how do they bechal have the egg? The lashon in the Gemara for it is this safna de ara, that it's neschamim from by itself. They lay eggs naturally. They don't have to have a zachar around. If there's a zachar around, so then the egg could be fertilized and could turn into a chicken. And if not, it's just an egg. It's not, can't really turn into a chicken. So those eggs, so even if you wouldn't cook three together, you know for sure that it's just the tipas dam. So even if you just cook one egg in a pot, and you see that it had a tipas dam, you still wouldn't have to kasher the pot, because it's just the tipas dam, and you had shishim against it, so therefore you wouldn't have to. So what we were discussing before was even assuming that the tipas dam could possibly be taka tchilas rikum afreyah, but we're not sure where, so therefore you needed the roiv. In this case, we know for sure it's not tchilas rikum afreyah, therefore for sure the problem was only the tipas dam. In terms of the chiyuv of checking, so bechlal, the rule is that, I mean, even if it's not tchilas rikum afreyah, there's still an iser to eat the blood itself, is an iser dam. So you have to check for it. The only thing is, the rule is that you only have to check for, Even midarabbanan, you only have to check for mir tamatzui. The rule is, we'll talk maybe mitzvah more about this a little later on. We talk a little bit about the dinim of beria and stuff like that, vegetables. But just the basic rule is that you're only mechuyev to check for a possible problem if the possible problem is somewhat likely. Means minatoyer, you're probably only mechuyev to check if it's a real suffix. So then you have to be machmer besuffix. If the 50-50 chance is going to be a bug in your lettuce, then you're mechuyev to check. But if it's roiv, most likely you're not going to have it. If there's a 51% chance that you're probably not going to have it, so then you, mstam ben atar, you're not mechuyev to check. You can follow roiv. In midar rabbanan, we make you check. We're not saying mechan roiv, but if it's an overwhelming roiv, in other words, if the miut is so small, then even midar rabbanan you're not required to check. Even midar rabbanan, you're only required to check for a miut hamotzi, somewhat likely. We learned this out from there's many treifas, but we only check for the treifa and the reya. Why don't we check for all the other ones? Because roiv behemus ainim treifas. You can follow roiv. You don't have to assume that there's a treif. You don't have to check for it. Treifas and the reya are more common, and therefore we have to check for them, at least midar rabbanan. And what's the level of how common is it? So it's about 10%. So usually it's when it's about 10%, that's when you have to start checking for it, otherwise you don't. The eggs that we have now, the regular eggs, not the organic ones, the regular eggs that we buy, so they're apparently screened already to some degree, and it's very unlikely to find any blood spots in them. So therefore, me'ikar me'ikar adin, you're not even required to check them, because it's not a miyat hamotzi. It's like 1% that you'll find a blood spot. If there would be, and it's nesarev, listen, if there would be, you have to take it out. If it's nesarev and you can't find it, so then it's batal b'shishim, because it's only the tipas dam, because it's safram diara, it's not fertilized. But even if it's not fertilized, you still have to get rid of the tipas dam. The question is, are you have to check for it? So usually you're not, unless it's the organic ones, which those are not screened. So those taka, you could taka find, and I don't know what the percentage, but it's going to be a miyot hamotzi. So those you'd be mechuyev to check mikar adin, and these you're not really mechuyev to check mikar adin. The minig is to check. So the minig is to check anyway the eggs, and the minig is that if you find a blood spot, even though you know that it's safna da'ar, you still throw away the whole egg, not just the tipas dam. But these are all minhagim, because mikar adin, and if you cook it, you wouldn't have to kasher the kli. But that's even lefi yamini.
Can you get the job to fry and cook?
If you would ask me, I would say, yeah, I don't think Maker, I think you have to.
Is this Isser and Isser Darabanan or Isser Daraisa? You never extracted what? The blood. This blood spot, you never extracted.
The blood spot would be in Isser Daraisa. The chi of Bedika, you're not required to check if it's such a small likelihood.
But this blood spot, though, the Isser blood is only after it's extracted, no?
Oh, Pirish. I guess that would be Pirish. Once it's been cooked, it's going to move around. I don't know. That's also the minig. So that's also the minig. That even though it's not fertilized. So the minig is anyway to cook three. But if you didn't cook three, if it's a non-fertilized egg, then you don't with the yevid, you don't have to kasher the pot. That was the reason why we wanted to do upstairs. You did it? I don't think we'll transfer. We'll finish here. You want to transfer upstairs or finish here?
Show who's boss.
Hey, show who's boss from today to tomorrow. Okay, I'm going
to
invite you.
Show who's boss. You expect us to.
Okay. Sifches, we'll move on to talk about other things that have a little bit of a different shear bittel. So the Ramah talks about a couple of things that are b'mashahu, b'minoi. Yayin Esach is b'mashahu dafke b'minoi. And Chomes v'Pesach is b'mashahu b'minoi b'in shalei b'minoi. Shach brings down what the Torah quotes about the Arla, which is takanoig b'zman hazeh, even in the Chutz La'aretz. And that has a higher shear bittel. It's not b'mashahu, but it's 1 in 200. B'minoi, b'eshein b'minoi, it's regular. And there's also other things, as Chalas Chutzlaretz, which has a higher shear for a czar, not for a koyin. If Chalas Chutzlaretz gets mixed into Chalas Chutzlaretz, the part that you take off when you mafish challah, if someone throws that back into the dough, so it's b'meya, according to. For non-koyin to eat that dough, to eat that challah, the shear is b'meya. So those are stam. Then he says, he talks about spices. Spices, he says, afilo be'elafloi batal. So the halacha regarding spices, the shach says it very clearly, we'll say it over. It's very important. It's not complicated. It's very important. The rule is like this. An iser, you need to have shishim against it. What is the shishim? Shishim means, shishim gives you permission to eat from the taruvis. Because shishim tells you that most probably there's no nesinas tam. That's why you can eat from it. If you start eating from it, this is a regular nevela into the potato soup. Once you start eating from it and you taste an nevela, if you taste an nevela, you have to stop. Okay? Shishim is just, it's the permission to eat from it, because most probably it doesn't give a tam. If it happens to give a tam and more, in this case it happened to give a tam and more than shishim, you have to stop eating. Spices is something which, because it's so sharp, we assume that it could give a taste even more than shishim. So therefore, if spices, let's say you have pepper of arlo, I don't know, some spices of lemon juice, if I don't know if that's considered, of arlo gets mixed in, so it doesn't have, not b'mina, b'mshayna mina, it doesn't have, not chumra of the masai, yeah? But it's sharp. So therefore, you can't just say shishim, and it's going to give a tam and yosem a shishim. So therefore, you can't eat from it. Just because you have shishim, it doesn't allow you to eat from it. It doesn't mean, even though we say the words, if it's ovid l'tayma afilo be'elafloi batal, it's not like beria afilo be'elafloi batal. It's not like a din that it can't be batal, right? It's a din that it's because it's so potent, it's likely to give a taste even in l'mayla mishishim. So therefore, you have to assume therefore, even though you have shishim, you can't eat from it. But till we're, you're borrowed that it's such a small amount that it for sure doesn't give a tam. See, if you have a koyret of salt, let's say salt of avodah zarah, and again it falls into the pot of soup. So one grain of salt in the whole pot of soup. So you know you're batuach that it's not going to give a tam. Therefore, you could eat from it. We mean that if it's in that middle category, even though you have shishim against it, but if it's still shayach that it can give a tam, you have to be choishish, and therefore you can eat from it. Now, this, if you have 60, what?
You have 60 ounces, or
61
ounces of salt.
Kosher salt, and then okay, we'll talk about that. Hopefully, we'll come, remind me to come back to that. So now, one thing you have to understand for sure is that this, so and that's the halach. The shach explains it, whether, you know, the taz has a havamina, a maskana. Prima Gadim says, well, maskana, he agrees to this mahalach of the shach that we said before. But that's going to be the din. Now, this whole chumrah that we're saying by Dvar Ma'avida L'tayma, this things that the spices, that's when it's, you have spices of Isser. The spices are Osir Machmas Atzma. For example, spices of Avodah Zarah, or spices that are made out of fruits of Arla, but the spices themselves are Isser. If you have spices that became Osir, meaning let's say I have pepper, kosher pepper, regular hot pepper, yeah? And I cooked it with Nevela, so that became Osir. So now if this pepper were to fall into my chalent, so even though I'm going to taste the pepper in the chalent, but we're not going to say it's noy bottle.
Even
with chatich anasis nevela. We're not going to say it's noy bottle. We say ein hanaser oyser. We're welcome to yisya atzimini achaleilich. This is a small amount. This, in other words, the nevela does not have the koyach to aser the maila mishishin. So therefore. Therefore, the pepper that's asimishim nevela also can't aser the ma'ila mishishim. Now, it's a little tricky because Hanan tells us that it could aser
more.
But it just means that what happens by Hanan is that the nesar turns into the oyser. Right? So now, if I had a small quantity of nevela, I have one kazais of nevela, and I aser two kazaisim of whatever, potatoes. So those potatoes turn into two kazaisim of nevela. So now I could aser 120 kazesim of heter. Yeah? So it's the same thing's happening by the pepper. The pepper is turning into nevela. So it's like I have two kazesim of nevela. I do have more nevela. It is as if I have more nevela. It grew the quantity of nevela, but it didn't give it that kayach to aser in more than shishin. It made it into two kazesim of nevela, but it didn't give it that potency.
If you take the shach and
Yeah, but you're tasting pepper, you're not tasting the yisr.
Once we separate
so that's why the common thing is, the common application of this rule, we're going to come again in Hilchos Melicha, when you have melech ha-belua bedam. The salt is meat, so all that salt is belua bedam, aser melech, yeah? Now this melech falls into the whatever you, to the tafshel shel heter. So you're going to be tasting the salt, but if you add shishim against the salt, it's mutter. Why? Because take the salt became aser mishum dam. And even if the quantity of the salt is larger than the quantity of the dam, it's as if we have a larger quantity of dam. So I need shishim against the whole thing, the whole quantity of melech. But that koyach that it can ask you more than shishim, that it didn't give to the dam. It's only asim mishum the dam. So therefore, it takes on the halacha of dam that it could only ask up to shishim against itself. Okay, so it's only asim if it's machmas atzmei. It's that. Now you were asking before, what happens when you have no? So what happens? Could salt? What happens when salt of Isra, let's say, gets mixed into salt of Heter?
And then all that.
Does it have the chumrah? No, not all of that falls. Is it batel b'shishim or does it have a higher shear?
This is getting.
Somehow. Yeah. Okay. We'll learn about that. It could be. It's not considered right. But what would make a difference? I will think of some other situation. Lemon juice or whatever. Think of something else. It could be we have to think of the pratim in that case. Well, it's going to be the. So what would be the halacha here? So the Shach says, why is there a chumrah here? The whole chumrah is because you're going to taste it. I'm saying because it's sharp, you're going to taste it. When you're eating all these spices, you're not tasting the Isra spices in the Heter spices, and therefore there's no chumrah here. But that's what the Shach says. And other achroinim say not like that. Other achroinim, Rikiv Eger quotes him with Hasyakiv and Pichadosh. Others say no. That min b'minoi we give is a gzeira atum mim she'ena minoi. So the sheer bittel of min b'minoi, at least midrabanan, sheer bittel of minoi is whatever that sheer would be by ena minoi. So min b'minoi, regular ishishin, because the sheer by ena minoi is shishin. By spices, the sheer of min b'minoi is afilo be'ela. Or however small it would be, that I wouldn't be able to give a taste in ena minoi.
That spices are
developed
in the dead ice. Oh, why? Maybe it is connected. I didn't think of that. Because, Taka, what's this din? That's spices are not bottle. Filo ba'ela says, you had shishim again. Pepper of Isser fell in to the chalin. You had shishim against the pepper, but yeah, but you still taste the pepper. So it's loy bottle. So it's loy bottle. But is it the raisa? Is it does it ask for the chalin mid the raisa or mid the rabbana?
Tam kikir would tell us
that's the raisa. So you say Tam kikir would tell us it's the raisa because you could taste the tam. Tam kikir is a rule that tells us that we're choishes for the tam.
The veil that fell in and we tasted
okay.
The after 60,
okay, but the Shach says not like that. The Shach quotes the Yisr Beheti that says they're a bunner. What would be the Hezber? The Hezber would be, if I can say that the Tam Ki'ikr, the Torah was only choshish for the Tam that is able to give in Pachos Mishishim. The Tam that it gives in Lamayla Mishishim, it's a weaker Tam. The Torah wasn't choshish for that Tam. That's only Midir Abunner. Abunner were choshish for any time it gives a Tam, but not the Torah. Torah was only choshish for the tam that it's able to give in Pachas Mishish. And the Maila Mishish is more of a tam kolosh. Torah wasn't concerned for it. And it's based on that, actually, the Shach points out afterwards, at least the way the Prima Gadam learns, that if the spices fell into the chalant, the spices of pepper fell into the chalant, and you have shishim, but you're not sure, is it such a small amount of spices that I don't taste the chalant, or am I going to taste it? So here, you could give it to a goy to taste. Why? Because the whole reason we didn't want to give it to a goy to taste was because tam kikr de raisa. So that's why we didn't want to believe a goy. okay, there was Masichla Vitumoy, there was Kvela, we weren't comfortable with all of that. There was a lot of lumdas involved. Yeah? But this case, the Ma'am Shishim is the Rabbanon. So we could trust the guy, at least if it's Masichla Vitumoy or if it's a Kvela, whatever it is, we'll be comfortable trusting the guy. In this case, since it's only with the Rabbanon. So if the guy tells you, I don't taste the pepper, then you'll be able to eat it. Okay? So that's the Shach. The Achroinim bring down that Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out that there's a Ran, right? The Ran says it's a Raisa. That Lamaila Mishishim is the Raisa. If you taste it, like you wanted to say. Pasha says this is a Machloikis. When something gives a taste in Lamaila Mishishim, it's a Machloikis to whether or not it's the Raisa or not. And Lefizeh, not so Pasha if you go ask a Goy. If you hold this there, whether or not you'll be able to ask a guy, will be totally on whether or not you hold this there. Okay. The Yisr V'Heter. The Shach quotes Yisr V'Heter, it says it's there Rabbanon, and the Bikimir quotes Iran, it says it's there right. So there are those that want to say that the... The Pichadish and Michas Yakim. It's both quoted in Bikimir also. Okay. The Taz of Kon Yid Aleph raises the question. I'm not going to talk too much about the Taz because it's a difficult Taz. I don't understand the whole thing. Just the Nakuda, the Taz raises the question whether or not fats, Shuman, of Isser falls into the Tafshil. If we have to treat it like a davar, David the Taimah, something which, and therefore say, I feel a belafli bottle, or that's nafka something like by spices, something like sharp pepper, and maybe onions also sharp enough, but not by shuman. Or do we say that shuman is also meant to flavor the food? So maybe it also has a higher shear. So in the end, the Taz's maskana is. The Taz's maskana is that this chumrah only applies to really sharp things that were taka choishish, then it's going to give a flavor even though you have shishim. Fats, even though it's meant to give a flavor to the food, but it's not that potent, and therefore, if it fell in, you could be. If you had shishim, you could be saying mechan shishim. There's an Alter Rebbe in Hilchos Yontif that says that you could, even according to the Taz, you should only be makel if it fell in. It fell in to the tafshel, some shuman shel iser, fell into the tafshel by accident. Then, if you had shishim against them, you could be makel and not. You don't have to treat it like pepper or iser that fell in. But she'enkein, if it was put in, let's say you didn't realize it was iser or whatever it is, and it was put in bekavana, then you have to treat it like spices and michoishish that it will give a tam, even though the case was that you had more than shishim. Okay, this is the outer element.
Well, washing oil is shuman.
It's just a crack. I don't know if it's such a practical question. Was it oil of Isser?
Oil
of Isser.
Oil in the salad you can wash off. You're not going to wash off.
I don't know.
Was put in, how much the after mevatel was?
So the maskana of the... Oh, if it was put in, so according to the Alter Rebbe, if it was put in, then you have to treat it like spices, that it's lay bottle.
Lay bottle oil?
Yeah. The last inyan, Siftes, is the inyan of Yisur Mevatlam Zezeh. This is some more pratim to talk about in Siftes, but Mirtz Hashem, when I get my act together, we'll give out the sheets and you'll see it all inside. But or you could read the Prima Gadim and the Chavaz Das from Akiva Eiger and see it yourself. Siftes is a sermon of Atlam Zezeh. So what's the concept of the sermon of Atlam Zezeh? So if you have some meat that's pigle and some that's nicer and some that's tummy, it says, and you mixed it together and you ate it, you don't get malchus. You don't get malchus for anything, because each iser is this battle and the other two is surim. You can't say you ate pigle because it was battle and the other two. You can't say you ate nicer. You can't say you ate tummy. Okay, so that's the concept. Now, when it comes to a taruvus of yavish b'yavish, like that example, pigle nicer tummy, so that then already it only applies to malchus. This concept of mevatum zezeh. But if it's to be allowed to eat it, if I have pigle nicer and tummy, and I don't know which is which, I should be allowed to eat it. That, no. Because it's a chasar only when it comes to malchus, because you have to get a hasra, and we can't give you a hasra for one particular thing, because we don't know which is the thing. But in terms of eating iser, you're for sure eating iser, so we don't care about what iser it is, so therefore you can't eat it. If they're all iser, you can't eat it. But when it comes to lach balach, so the machaber paskins, when it comes to the taste of iser, so then already we could say chaber paskins that we could say iser mevatlam zezeh. What's the example? So let's say you have a pot that has 59 kazaisim of potato soup, and in there a kazayis of dam fell in, and then so that should become usser. We'll talk about it at the same time in a second. It should become usser, yeah? But then a kazayis of chela fell in. So, I have 60 against the kazayis of chelev, and I have 60 against the kazayis of dam. So therefore, this whole taruvus doesn't have a tam of the chelev, and doesn't have a tam of the dam, so therefore, I'll be allowed to eat it. That's the concept of Yisur Mevatel Zezeh. The chelev would help to be mevatel, was mashlam the shir shishim to be mevatel the dam, and the dam was helped to be mashlam the shir shishim to be mevatel the chelev. And that the Mechaber Paskins that way.
We don't say that since it was awesome before, we're leaving it awesome.
Another tzir, the Mechaber says, that's tzir number one. Tzir number two, the Mechaber says, if I have two pots, one has 29, and one has, let's say, 30 of heter, data suit, yeah? And in one, a kazayis of dam fell, and one, a kazayis of chela fell. So if they were mixed together, so I can't mix them together, now each pot is aser, right? Wait. Now each pot is aser. I'm not allowed to mix it together because that's in the batin nizla. Simon Sadik test will tell us that you're not allowed to mix it together. But if it was mixed together with shoyging, so then it's going
to
be mutter. Why?
According to the Mechaber, if we have two pots.
Yeah.
And one of them falls, we're able to mishara. Since it could have fell into either one.
First of all, that halacha is also only after it's mixed together. You can't eat. You're supposed to mix it together and then you eat both of them.
Oh,
you're talking about simen kofi and aleph. Yeah, that's when it's mixed together. And also over there, it's because you didn't know which one it fell into. It came up. But this, that's also if you only because you don't know which one it fell into, so they're both mistarf tovato. Here you know which one it fell into. This was asim mishum dam. This part was asim mishum chela. When I mixed it together, The whole taroives is now not aser mishum dam, and it's not aser mishum chelav, because I have shishim against the dam and shishim against the chelav. Each one is helping to mevatel the other one. That is the mechaber. Comes along all the achroinim basically and say, this is good according to the mechaber, because according to the mechaber we don't say chetichanasis nevela. Shai surim. So therefore, when the dam fell in, so it was now aser for me to eat the pot, this pot, but then when I mixed it more, I wasn't allowed to mix it because that's a mevatelus chila. But if it was already mixed, so then it was nizmata later, because it's no longer giving a tam. But according to the Ramah, that was echtiknas nabe b'shari surim l'maisa. This doesn't do anything for us, this rule, because each pot. Or let's say whatever, the first dugma, when the dam fell into the 59, the pot became nevela now. So now if this pot falls into something else, it's not enough. The one kazayis achel is not going to help me. I need to be mevatel the whole pot now. The whole pot turned into nevela. So what's the... And it's also if it's two separate pots, it's the same thing. each pat becomes aser and is mela, and won't help me now that I mix it.
What is nas and vela because of the chelim, nas and vela because of the dam? It's dam and chelim. I'll say the nas and vela is a dam, nas and vela is a chelim. Both of them together.
It's aser. Doesn't make it. It can't. It became aser. So therefore, it's obviously going to stay aser. So there is one case that will make a difference for us. Let's say you have a pot of 59, the first tier of the Mechamer, the first tier of Yisur Mevatlam Zezeh. When you had 59, and Dam and Chela fell in. So if it happened, Zachar Zed at first the Dam and then the Chela, so then it wouldn't work. But if the Chela and the Dam fell in together, so then it wouldn't have a chance, the chelav wouldn't have a chance to ask it. No, it wouldn't become nasas nevela from the chelav or from the dam, because I'd have shishim. No, that's a case that it would work, even according to the Ramah. But the two separate paths, it won't work according to Ramah, unless it'll work in the following case, which the Ramah himself says. If the serum that we're discussing is cheese and meat, cheese falls into one path of 29, and the meat falls into the other path. So then, if I mix it together, so it won't be a problem. But that's because the pot didn't really become usher. But the concept of Yisur Mevatel Zezeh is working because the meat is helping to be Mevatel. Well,
no, it shouldn't work. If I would have all 59 in one of them and I drop one piece of meat inside the pot, right? We say this is a whole pot of meat, one piece of ice and milk, it would work.
It's a whole pot of what?
If I have 59, if it's all together, 59, right?
Of vegetables.
Of vegetables, yeah, sorry. 59 of vegetables. 1 ounce of meat falls in, right? So now, in this 1 ounce, we say this is a pot full of meat. And if I drop an ounce of milk in, it would...
No, because the milk cannot receive a taste, well, nothing. The meat can't receive a taste of milk, and the milk can't receive a taste of meat in such a case. Because against the meat, I have 60. And against the milk, I have 60. So therefore, neither could receive a taste of the other.
If it would make sense where I have 60 vegetables, if I have 61 of vegetables, let's say, and I put them both.
What would happen? I'll illustrate a little clearer. But what would happen if I have 59 urakis and one kazayis of cheese falls in, milk falls in, and then two kazayis of meat fall in?
Oscar, for sure. It's also because you have the 59, you need 60 against the milk to move out to the milk. When the milk falls in, if milk falls into 59, one kazayis falls into 59, then the whole pot becomes milk.
But the problem is, I don't have this whole pot does not have
nice and calm. It tastes like milk.
Doesn't have a milk flavor, does it?
Sure. If you have 59 and one kazayis falls in, 60. If it would be 60 and one kazayis and milk fell in, for sure we would say it'd be awesome. You know, then we could say yeah, mevato, because the iraqi is, you know, I have 60 bland taste. If I only have 59...
Correct. So the urakis and the milk will become usher, but will the meat become usher? Can the meat become usher from the milk?
The milk
is not strong enough to usher the meat. Because against the milk, I have more than shishim. So taka, the milk and the urakis will become usher, but not the meat.
Why?
Anyway, so that's the... But in the case of two separate pots, I'll be pashtos, in a regular case, doesn't work for the Ramah. But the place can say, but the... If it will be in the case that there's an exception, that even according to our Ma, we don't say Chetichanasis Nevela, so then we'll be able to say Sermon Mountain Zel. What's such a case? And we already know one we already know. By Lach Balach, by Hefsim Meruba. At Peshari Surim, we're able to be Mekal, we don't say Chetichanasis. So therefore, if it's a pot of potato soup, and a pot of vegetable soup, whatever, yeah? 20, and each one has 30. And then Chela fell in one and Dam fell in the other. So then I mix together. So Taka, the potato soup is becoming usher, the vegetable soup is becoming usher. But since it's a kamos of lach, it's liquid. So Behefsa Meruba, I have a right to say that it was not Nasus Nevela. Only a piece could become a Nevela Behefsa Meruba. But Behefsa Meruba, this is not. So if it was a case of Behefsa Meruba, once I combined it together, it'll be mevatel each other.
How long can you wait before combining it together?
It doesn't matter. It won't make a difference. Well, the whole tarbus will still have to be hot. in order to help, right? Because you wanted to receive the bliya from the other thing, so it should be mixed into more than shishim. So that's one tier. One tier is if it's lach b'lach, and another tier is we also again we mentioned this a couple times in Ufas Basim B'chala, but we're gonna learn it Mirt Hashem this week in Siman Tzadik Tes. We're gonna learn a lot about it. This is the Svara that there are more quotes in the Darkei Moshe, but he doesn't really quote it in the Shulchan Aruch. This idea that Koidim Shanoida, it's not Nasus Nevela. And we said it once in Hilchos Bas Mechala. We said that was the heter. The tipas chala fell on one of the chatichas, and it was Loinoida. There's a chaticha nafal. So our question was lachor that it was not whichever piece it fell, it was Nasus Nevela. Was it help to spread it later? So we said it could work based on one of two principles. Either it's based on Tziruf, since I don't know which one it fell, so it's all Mitzarif Lavatil, or it's a little bit based on this idea that until I'm Noida, until I become aware of the Taruvis, Chaticha Nasus Nevela doesn't kick in. So if I combine, if I was aware that Chela fell on this and Dam fell on this, and then it was somehow mixed together, it's not going to work according to Rambam. But if it was mixed before I found out, after it was mixed, the Eresh found out that before they were mixed, Dam fell into this and Chela fell into this, then, according to the Darkei Moshe, according to one Svar, we won't say Chaticha Nasus Nevela, it's a Svar, we won't say Chaticha Nasus Nevela in such a case. And that's what it would be talking about. Okay, so that's the basic din of the Sermon of Atman Zezze. And again, the Pratim.
That answer wasn't the plugged sheets. Up? Good answer? Wasn't plugged up that answer?
No, because we don't really paskin that. We do slug it up because we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that Koidim Shenoida, it's not Nasus Nevela. We paskin Koidim, even Koidim Shenoida, it's Nasus Nevela.
Oh yeah?
It's Nasus Nevela.
Oh yeah?
It's Nasus Nevela.
Oh yeah?
It's Nasus Nevela.